Hey everybody, Stu Smith here with another Tactical Fitness Report, and I have a special guest with me, Sam Coleman, and we are going to talk about the world of medieval maces, right? These actual big strongman type pieces of equipment that Sam makes, and I just want to hear the story because, one, I'm not very familiar adding mace activity to my training, right? So I wanted to bring you on to, one, introduce you, but also introduce your company and your system of how you've evolved to be the mace master and now make them. So Sam, welcome to the Tactical Fitness Report.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hear my story.
Yeah, let's kind of dig down and why, what drove you towards this kind of unconventional exercise piece of equipment?
Well, I've always been into fitness since a kid. I did boxing since I was 5 years old until I got a little into my teenage years. And then I started slacking off. But when I got into my early 20s, I really started honing in on fitness and working out. It was mainly strength training and hypertrophy at that time. And I did that for like 4 years. That's really all I cared about, the bro split. You know, I was sure. Just going to the gym and doing simple stuff, you know, curls, squats, presses, that kind of thing. Deadlifts, that's my favorite. And then I felt like I was missing something in my fitness. I didn't have the mobility I wanted, the flexibility I wanted, the explosiveness, the durability, these kind of aspects of fitness, these pillars that are important in fitness. And I started realizing that. So I started exploring what could I do to expand my fitness and become a more well-rounded athlete. I like to think like I want to be more like an athlete than a bodybuilder. So I started looking for tools that would help me, like kettlebells and battle ropes, slam balls. And eventually I stumbled across the steel mace. This was probably 2015. I saw this guy named Mr. Mace Man. He was swinging around something. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Mr. Mace Man. Yeah, yeah. Very nice guy. I've talked to him many times and he's great. Good guy. And so I bought one. At that time, there was only one seller, and I have no problem saying it's on it. Great company, really cool company. So I bought it from on it, got myself a mace, and I loved it. And I before buying it, of course, I did my research on it, like what benefits could I get from it. And the history behind it really got me excited. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, what is the history on it? Other than I have watched TV shows where there were big dudes on the battlefield using maces to just pummel people. What is the athletic history behind it?
The athletic history probably dates back as far as the late 19th century. Obviously, it's a weapon. It's a bludgeon that's been used in warfare for thousands of years. I mean, this weapon is probably the oldest kind of weapon there is. They found mace heads, perforated mace heads as far back as the Bronze Age, or even farther, probably, who knows, 50,000 years ago even, because it's just such a simple tool. It's a long stick with a heavy end. Yeah. So that, I mean, it's very simple, right? There's nothing crazy about it. It's a simple object that you could use to bash heads in, but it turned into a fitness product thanks to the Kushti wrestlers in India. And this dates back to the late 19th century. They don't call it a mace. It is a mace, though. They call it a gada. And it's similar. They took it from the weapon to a more of a fitness tool, which it looks different than the mace. And it looks different than a weapon. You couldn't really use it as a weapon because it's a very long, thin piece of wood attached to a very large concrete rounded block.
Right, looks more like a bat. Looks like a bat with a big head on it.
Huge head. Yeah. This is a lot easier to use, actually, even though this is an awkward tool. That's even more awkward than gada. But they started using it for their wrestlers. They have the Kushti wrestlers. It's mm-hmm. one of their main tools that they use for rotational power and core strength. They actually, the Hindus actually have a god, Hanuman, Lord Hanuman. He's a monkey god who wields a mace or a gada. And that's, you know, ancient, sure. thousands of years. And so their culture, they know all about this. I mean, maybe not all of India, but the northern India, it's big. And so there's actually also a famous wrestler who is named the Great Gamma. And he is known for, he's long time ago, he wrestled for 50 years. He went undefeated, a massive man. And he was known for always having a gada with him. So in their culture, it's been around for a long time. If you go to northern India, you'll see them at their gyms, their wrestling gyms. But it wasn't until probably a decade or so ago, maybe a little longer, that it came to the Western world in the form of the steel mace, which is different. I'm not sure exactly who first turned it into a steel mace. It wasn't me. But I mean, when I saw that, I was like, oh, man, this thing is awesome and I want to get it. And then I did, and you know.
So let's do this. Let's say, all right, so you got your athletic history that was based in lifting, training, bodybuilding, stuff like that. And then you found this mace. What was it that you noticed that changed when you started adding mace training to your day?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was really feeling tight at that time. Like my shoulders were super tight. I remember specifically feeling like I wasn't as mobile as I wanted to be. I was lacking the mobility. The steel mace is not a tool to give you mobility. I should say that. It is a tool that will help you maintain mobility. So that's an important thing to note. But I started working on my mobility at that time, using resistance bands and body weight exercises and stuff. And I noticed that my shoulders felt so good. They felt very fluid. I felt that my thoracic spine had more mobility. I felt that my grip strength, for sure, was crazy. It quickly improved my grip strength. I've always had pretty good grip strength. I grew up on a farm, and I'd have to split wood and carry buckets of water around since I was a young boy. So I've had a foundation of strength anyway, and especially my grip. But I just noticed my core, it felt great. For the core, the steel mace three, the main exercise is the 360. I think maybe that's an important thing to talk about. It's like for the kettlebell swing, the steel mace, the 360. And the 360 is not a rotational exercise. It's an anti-rotation exercise. So, I mean, I felt that it was really working my core in a very unique way. It's hard to really justify that, but throughout the years, I can say for sure it has. I have very good core strength and shoulder endurance. I felt a lot of different things, but more than anything, I just felt like it excited me more than anything else at the time.
All right. So yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's please.
No. Yeah. That 360 looked like is probably one of the most common ones I've seen people demonstrate. Right now, when I looked at your website, which is setforset.com, right?
Yes.
Setforset.com has a great poster on there. In fact, let me share it. I can show people what that is. Can you see this?
Yes.
All right. So here's the 360 you were talking about, right? Kind of with a squat.
That's a combination of the 360 with a squat. The 360. Yeah. Because with the mace, you can just combine exercises and make sequences. Uh-huh. 360 should be in the swing section. Maybe it's the first. Go down to the right. To the right, right there.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So, yeah, I was watching this one, and this one is a really cool one. You mix it with a squat. So, basically, you just add a squat on your side, go vertical, then you do the 360, and then you put it on the other side, do a squat with it. Okay. Yep. I really played around with that one the other day. That was the tough one. And of course, this is one, you know, this one makes you realize a couple of things. This 360. One, it made me realize I need to work on my grip a little more. Because especially with the heavy mace, that heavy mace, the light one wasn't so bad, but the heavy one crushed me after doing just a few rounds of this. And then balance and shoulder stability. Yep. All of that comes into play when you're playing around with this weight at the end of a piece of metal pole. So yeah, that was a really good one. So yeah, I took a look at this, your mace exercise poster here, and so many different things. It's a very versatile tool but you can just add to your normal calisthenics just to make them a little bit harder. You know, not unlike a sandbag. You could do the same thing with a sandbag too. This is just going to be different with the offset weight that makes it so challenging. And you're so right with your, when you talked about rotation and anti-rotation, you know, building the ability to not rotate is a completely different animal than having rotational strength.
Yeah.
You know, it's two different things. And a lot of people neglect one or the other or both, you know, when they're doing their training. This seems like a good way to definitely practice both.
Yeah, definitely to practice both for sure. And I mean, the 360 is like the foundational movement. And then once you learn that, you can start doing all different types of stuff. It's an anti-rotation exercise, but there's many ways to use the mace for rotational strength. And it's a transverse plane tool. It's a multi-planar tool, but it's awesome for the transverse plane, which I think is really cool for the military and athletes and, you know, anyone who needs that. Everybody needs that. It's real world type movements.
Oh, sure. Know? Boxers, you know, anybody who's, you know, trying to create power that starts from their feet and ends with their hands.
Yeah.
That, I mean, if you think about most sports, that's what we do. You know, we create power starting from your feet. It works its way up, goes through your torso, might be a twisting option to that, might be an up and down option. But when you talk multiple planes, that's what that means. You know, you're doing movements in different areas. And most of them are always involved with some production of force. Right. So that's how we multiply. Every joint multiplies your force creation as you move up your body. And, you know, the more stability and the more strength that you have in that torso, hip to shoulder region is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So would you say the mace is like, that's its bread and butter, like between shoulders and hips?
It is. Yeah. Well, for example, the kettlebell, your hips are going to be mobile. You're going to be moving and your shoulders are going to be stable. With the mace, for many exercises, for the main ones, your hips are going to be stable and your shoulders are going to be mobile. It's kind of like the opposite, but yeah, I mean, it depends. There's so many different exercises. There are hundreds of exercises, but you're absolutely right that the hips and the shoulders are the key points. But the mace really does train you to work your body as one unit. You know, we're not like Frankenstein where we have one different body part that we need to focus on, but we're, you know, we train as one unit. It really is great for the oblique slings and those connective tissues. And that's what you need for that rotation. And I love it for that. It is probably the bread and butter for sure. It's just that connection that you get through the different areas of your joints and the kinetic chain, and just be able to create force and resist force.
So how long have you been using the mace?
It's been since 2015. So yeah, about six years.
That's pretty impressive. So you've found a piece of equipment that you really liked, right? So much so that you built a company to make them, right? Yep. How was that whole process? You know, because now we're talking about taking your hobby and something you enjoy, and now you're turning it into a business, right? What was that transition for you in this field like? Because a lot of us do that. You know, whenever we're in the fitness business, it starts off as a hobby, and it becomes a business. And the sad part about it is you somewhat lose your hobby.
Yeah.
But you never work for a living. you know what I mean? Yeah. Enjoy your work. So.
Yeah. I love my work, but I work 7 days a week, but it's not all about Maces these days. It's a lot of other stuff, the daily grind. But yeah, so I had been into e-commerce since 2010, 2011. I worked for a startup company. We the eyeglasses company, nothing to do with fitness, but it taught me a lot about e-commerce and building an online business. We started it from scratch. So I was an employee, but I went from content manager to marketing manager. And then I decided, you know what? I want to branch off and do my own thing. I started just writing. I was a freelance writer. So I had a good foundation of building an online business from that. I mean, there's tons to know. I'm still learning every day about online businesses. There's, you know, it's a never ending process, especially when things are changing. But I knew that I had an entrepreneur bug. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I just thought, hey, why not do something I love and make it a business and make the business out of something I love? So that's how that came about. I knew I wanted to do a business. So I just said, hey, I think the Mace is a nice niche. At the time, I was like, let's just be a Mace company. Even if it's a small niche, I know I could crush it, because the more narrow it is, probably the easier it will be. Since then, I've done more than that, especially on the content side. But I bought some Maces. I did like a minimum order, and I was lucky enough to get featured on a couple big gear sites. And I sold out of the product in like a week.
Oh, nice.
And then from there, just it was like a never ending process of keeping them in stock and selling out. It worked. It just, I guess I got lucky with the feature, because it really took off. And since then, I've just been trying to grow the business in different ways. And my Instagram is not doing as well as I'd like. Not enough traction, but my website, we get a lot of visitors, a lot of people come to us to learn. That's why I created Set for Set, I just wanted to provide people with, you know, kick-ass equipment and workouts and education. So, and that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Your blog is really good. You know, not only from on the Mace side, but just everything that a fitness blog should have. In fact, you found me because of an article I wrote on military.com about lower back pain and lower back movements. And you have some really great movements for, you know, the lower back as well. I mean, it's everything from resistance training and band training. And you're probably teaching people also how to do more with less, you know, especially right now. A lot of people are trying to build their home gyms and looking for a versatile tool that will allow for that. This has all that kind of equipment in there too. So you make kettlebells as well, right?
Yeah, just started it might already be a year now.
Oh, nice.
About a year ago, I think. We had some traction on the blog for kettlebell, like what size kettlebell to buy. We were writing about this stuff because I love kettlebells as well. And we got a lot of traffic there. So I'm like, hey, why not put out our own kettlebell? Plus, I like to have my own kettlebell. That's, you know,
I think that's great. That's awesome. And you got a cool article here, dumbbells versus kettlebells, which are better. That's a cool one. The 50 best kettlebell exercises. I learned about a dozen just looking at that free information right there. So
that's my guy, Scott Viala. Yeah. Really, really awesome guy. That's a good one. There's a lot of good ones in there. I mean, when I started the blog, it was just me writing, and I pretty much only talked about steel maces. I mean, we did some other stuff that we thought was cool, but that was about it. And now it's really become, because I saw that people were interested and we were getting traffic for these different things, now I just talk about whatever I'm interested in fitness. So it's everything.
And there you go. Here's one with the, what you call it, the Gada. Is that? No. Those are different. Those are like bowling ball pins. Bowling pins, right?
Yeah. Those are bowling ball pins right there. That's an Indian club.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha. That's where I had originally seen this type of training coming. This, it's a little lighter, so you can do a little more shoulder mobility work with those things, you know, yep, compared to the mace. But this is a really good one, because look what this guy has. He has a kettlebell. He has, what are these called again? Just
Indian clubs.
Indian clubs. You got the mace, and he's got a medicine ball. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah, that's our guy, Jan Laboro. Shout out to him. Really awesome guy, 79 years old, and he loves unconventional fitness.
Love it.
He really does.
Love it. And that's a great title for an article, too, because everybody's looking for an option with gym space, right? Whether it's gym space in their home or it's going outside, you know, take some equipment outside and doing some movements. Because, you know, I just read a survey the other day, kind of a study/survey, where 70% so far who are gym members have not returned back to the gym. Wow. since COVID, 70%, and 30% say they will never, even after their shots and their vaccines and this thing, whole thing's over with, 30%. So it's going to be a 30% decrease in gym memberships, you know, from the survey. I mean, it's not.
Yeah. Know, it's just, I feel bad for the gyms, but I mean, I like to hear that, but I feel bad for the gyms. You know, they got to figure out new ways to maybe get people in. But yeah, I saw an explosion in the website since around a year ago to this month. It just blew up. People were clearly looking for home products.
Yep.
And the steel mace has grown in popularity. So those things were selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I tell you, I had the same situation with people just looking for ideas, right? And a lot of my books are calisthenics and minimal equipment programming that can be done anywhere. And that was a good tool for people to kind of keep going, keep the momentum going versus lose all those good habits that they have. Unfortunately, I saw another study where the average weight gain of Americans was 29 pounds last year.
Yeah, I saw something like that too. Yeah. Wow.
If you gained weight, the average that you gained was 29, where before COVID, the average weight gain was between 5 and 10 a year. Wow, I mean, it tripled, quadrupled. I mean, it's just crazy that occurred in a year. I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, you lose your job, you know, high stress that goes along with that. There's stress eating. You're not doing what you just can't get outside as much. You know, can't go to the gym. You know, so there's a lot of issues that obviously occurred that caused that, but that's a horrible statistic to see. Now the good news is 30% lost weight during COVID.
Wow.
So you got to take the good with the bad, you know, you know, but the average weight gain was 30 pounds, but 30% also lost weight. 60 to 70 gained weight. So it's tough. You know, 10%. I'm sorry, 10% gained 50 pounds or more.
Wow.
In a year.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's a lot. That's hard to do.
Like, I mean, I couldn't even know if I tried, I think.
That's a pound a week. That's wow. A lot of extra calories not being burned.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean,
so anyway, the reason why I bring that up is that, you know, having a solution that is an inexpensive solution that can be done just about anywhere, whether it's in a home or it's just outside in your backyard, at a park, whatever, you know, is very appealing right now to people who are, one, trying to maintain what they've been able to do over the last year, but also rebuild some of these new good habits that people need to start doing again.
Yeah.
So what's with your website Set for Set. What's kind of, what do you see the next 5 years going for you as far as how that's being applied to maybe on the tactical side, with, you know, Tactical Fitness Report? Let's try to change the angle a little bit and see how you've experienced with military, law enforcement, police officers able to utilize this training.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, right now we have a lot of actually firefighters who I'm in contact with. They're really interested in the Steel Mace. They've been using it for years. They seem to really like it. I would like to get into, right now we're doing all types of education. The product side of the business is hard. It's very capital intensive. So I'm trying to get more into the education. I think our, you know, how we, what we want to do is really important, and it's good for the tactical fitness that you're doing, because we're all about being well-rounded. And I think tactical fitness, that's what it's about, having the strength, endurance,
everything,
the power, right? The being able to do
everything. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be good at everything versus great at.
Continue to develop content.
Yeah, you have to be good at everything versus just being great at one thing, you know. Yeah. So is that the plan?
Super important.
How about certifications? Anything like that with the Mace?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Definitely that. We're doing a lot of stuff right now. I'm releasing a couple eBooks. We're simultaneously working on them. I got one for the kettlebell, the resistance bands. But as soon as that's done, I'm doing a workshop, online Steel Mace workshop. So that's going to be interesting. And I'm trying to get it certified by NASM. That's not going to be too difficult, according to my research. As long as it goes well, and it's going to be a good course. I've already have it all ready to go, and I've done workshops, live workshops in the past. So the system's there. It's just gotta be, it's gotta be online for X amount of time, and then I can apply to get it officially certified by NASM. That'll be really cool. That's a goal for this year, maybe early next year. I'll have that done. And I'm releasing a new product, which is perfect for the home and people who want to just be able to have a tool that can do everything. It's called the MB3, but we had a little issue with the design. So I'm working on that now, with the manufacturers, and hopefully that get the kinks worked out of that. But I'd like to release that by the summer.
Okay.
And I just want to keep pushing out content that I think is well-rounded. That's like I thought it was really interesting when I was reading about tactical fitness, because that's exactly how I like to train. So I love what you're doing. I think it's perfect. And that's how I look at fitness.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll be pumping content.
Well, I see your content, and you're putting out at least a couple articles a week, you know, is what it looks like on your blog there. And they're full of information, free information for people to just come learn. How about videos? Are you putting out a lot of videos on the Mace? Because I will tell you, you know, I probably, the thing that I do the most is coach swimming. And yeah, I can't just write about swimming, right? I just can't take a picture of someone swimming and that be enough to explain what the person is doing. You know, a movement of video is required when you're coaching. You know, if somebody were to tell me, hey, you know, I'm not quite getting my stroke right, you have any suggestions? No, show me a video so I can see it. So how about that for you? Is video a very big part of your training?
Video is definitely a big part of the training. It's right now the blog is where everyone's coming. That's where everyone's finding us. But I'm really trying to do the YouTube better and make it bigger, because I think video is super important. Like you said, it's, you know, probably even more important these days than just reading something, especially when it comes to fitness. You want to see it and you can go more in depth and then look at the blog. But I'm putting out full length workouts. So for free, people can go to my YouTube and they can pick up their Mace and follow along. The workouts are done very, they're like, it's almost like a class where you're going to see step by step how to do a movement. They're not going to just jump right into it without knowing what to do. They're going to learn the movements before the workout begins. There's a bunch of them on there. I got kettlebell workouts, steel mace workouts, resistance band workouts, body weight workouts, more are coming for that. And I'm going to start combining tools and just, I want to start doing different kind of unconventional fitness. That's kind of what my brand is, unconventional fitness. So I'm going to have more stuff coming like that. But I think the full length workouts are very useful. And then I just put out random compilations of like exercises that I think are awesome that people can try with my products. And nice. You can find those on my YouTube.
Nice. Yeah. So what is your YouTube?
Set for Set.
Set for Set. So pretty much Set for Set on all the social media. And we'll be able to do that. You know what I'll do is I'll put links to all of your social media in the description of this podcast, and people can find that, because I found a lot of information on your Instagram as well. I haven't been to your YouTube channel yet, but it appears like all the videos that you have on your blog are also coming from your YouTube channel. So it,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
so right. I guess I was on there. I just didn't know it, but no, that was very educational. I've learned a lot about the mace in the last 48 hours, right? And I did that through one, you reaching out to me saying, hey, I like this lower back workout you did in this article, check this out. And it's like, yeah, it's great information that you had on your blog. And I'm like, so tell me about the mace. I don't know anything about it because, I do a lot in, I think I diversify my training completely, but when there's something that I'm not doing, I always say I could be missing out on something that's really helpful, right? So I never look at my workout being perfect. I always look at it as that, the perfect workout might be the one I'm not doing, right? So I'm always trying to figure out the new thing. And sometimes it's a flop and it's like, yeah, that didn't work for me. But, with the mace, I can tell already, it's going to be challenging in many different ways that I think will be helpful, especially as I age. But then, you can even go a little more traditional with the mace and use it as a sledgehammer on a tire if you prefer.
Yeah, that's awesome workout. That's brutal. Especially if you start using a heavier mace. I sent you the 15-pound too. That one's good for slamming. But if you start swinging that 20 for the slams, you can actually also add in some cool rotational movements for the slam, like a swing, 360 swing to a slam. That's really fun. Or even like a squat swing slam. I like to really combine the movements together and do some like complex type exercises that I feel are more dynamic and get the heart rate pumping.
Yeah, so. It is pretty amazing that you cannot be running and just standing still, moving something and get really winded.
Yeah.
always look for those exercises that do that. Like there are a couple exercises with the suspension trainer, like the TRX, that it's just like I'm running. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, I really like those, because you can really get your heart rate up in the middle of your living room with very little equipment and not having to move, out of a box that's 4x4. And I find those to be very helpful on those days when you just you don't have time to go do your full workout.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. I love the mace. I love unconventional tools. I have them all over my house, but I still like to, go outside and run. I like to go hit the gym and do barbell exercises because I'm trying to train absolute strength as well. I still do that. The stuff I used to do a long time ago, I never stopped doing that. I just try to add things in, and what sticks, if it doesn't, I just, whatever. I like to experiment on myself with fitness. I'm constantly doing that, and the steel mace stuck. So I knew, that's what I love it. So I'm going to keep doing it. Just like I love bar, I like doing strength training.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. I still go back to my old school barbell days, power lifter, sprinter, get some fast stuff in there, and then change it up and do some swimming and longer distance running and high rep calisthenics and just kind of shift through all the different energy systems and, try to make yourself well-rounded. But I find, tools like this to just be, something that when you add it just, every other day, throughout your week, you can see a difference in some way. It might be shoulder mobility. It might be balance. It might be grip strength. It might be you might see your obliques, you know, show through your ribs there, because they're getting more developed than normal, you know, yeah, from normal movements. So yeah, I'm a big fan already. So I appreciate your time on this. Last word for anything, you know, from you about Set for Set, or, you know, where to find you, you know, how can we help you? Because here's what's going to happen on my end. People are going to see me swinging this mace on my social media, and they're going to say, what is that? And I'm going to say, go to setforset.com.
Thank you. Thank right? you. Just check us out. Not much to say besides, I just hope I can help people. My goal with Set for Set was to, you know, help people achieve a higher level of performance. And I just come check out what we're doing. And if you like it, then just subscribe to what we're doing and stick around, because we're going to keep doing awesome stuff.
Yeah, my advice is go to Set for Set. Check out the blogs first, right? And especially if you want to learn a little more about what Sam does and his crew. And then, you know, check out the maces and the posters and the guide that he has there. Of course, there's other bands and kettlebells that he sells on his website too that are very useful tools. And I will tell you what, it's hard to find steel these days. Right. I mean, I had a gift card somebody gave me for a company that, you know, sells plates and, you know, barbells and dumbbells, and they were sold out of everything.
Yeah.
Right. If you can find kettlebells, maces, you know, type of workout, you know, type equipment that's, you know, made of steel, it's hard to find these days because everybody's buying up stuff for their home gym.
It is. Yep. Definitely is. We've kept in stock, thankfully. That's been a priority, just stay in stock.
Nice.
But yeah, I see around a lot of companies out of stock always.
Yeah. All right, man. So, Sam, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. I learned a lot, you know, just by going to your site and picking up this mace. I appreciate the mace. You will see us using this thing as early as tomorrow. So, I gotta see how it looks on some of my guys. You know, it's gonna be a funny transition for some of us, but we'll try to get something done for you and plug you on our social media.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. This was awesome.
Absolutely. All right. Until next time, everybody. Tactical Fitness Report. We'll try to bring you something new that I see that's on the horizon that maybe you're not used to seeing. So there we go. Tactical Fitness Report. Sam, thanks a lot.